This week, we continue talking about word stress based on a question from our reader, Larisha. Hi again, Larisha. Let's begin with three-syllable words. Three-syllable words that end in ER and LY often stress the first syllable. Listen to some examples. Readily, quietly, perfectly, manager, gardener, busier. Note these words are a mix of adverbs, adjectives, and nouns. But the part of speech is not important here. We are focused on word endings. Next, words ending in IC, TION, and SION usually have their stress on the second to last syllable. This is true for words with three or more syllables. Listen carefully. Word meaning is not important here. Embryonic, catatonic, organization, rendition, permission, indecision. Several other word endings decide word stress. They are AL, GY, CY, TY, and PHY. For these, the stress is on the third to last syllable. That sounds complex, but it's easier than you think. For example, here is a word you've probably heard often: photography. Listen to a few more. Entomology, democracy, physical, morbidity, autobiography. Keep in mind a few things as you learn and practice English word stress. First, some multisyllable words have two stresses. We call them primary stress, the main, louder stress, and secondary stress, the lower, softer stress. Take the word alligator. It has four syllables. The primary stress is on the first syllable, but the third syllable does have a softer secondary stress. Second, in English, we stress only vowel sounds. We do not stress consonants. For instance, in the word photography, I stressed the second vowel, ah. I said it louder and longer than the other vowels. Listen again. Photography. The unstressed syllables are low, fast, and often unclear. And that brings us to our last point. It may feel strange to say some parts of a word lower, quicker, and less clear than other parts, but with practice, it will begin to feel more natural.